Practical Grammar of Northern Haida, Unit 2.9. Content Questions in the Simple Present. Up to this point, all of the Haida sentences we have learned to say have been statements. Our next step is to begin learning to ask questions. The first type of question we'll learn to ask is a who question. Here's an example of a simple statement and a corresponding who question in Haida. Bilk a jugung. Bilk a jugung. Bill is singing. Gistuk a jugung. Gistuk a jugung. Who is singing? There are a few things we can notice about this pair of sentences. First, the name Bill is replaced by the question word geist, which is the Haida word for who. Second, this question word is followed by another little word, oo. And then third, we have the verb, which has the same form in the question as it does in the statement. Let's check out a few more who questions to see if this pattern holds. Gistu nangung. Gistu nangung. Who is playing? Gistu gatagung. Gistu gatagung. Who is eating? Gistu hanilgung. Gistu hanilgung. Who's drinking water? Here we see those same three elements again. First, the question word geist. Second, the little word oo. And third, the simple present form of the verb. That little word oo is what we call the simple focus marker. It's one of the most common words in the entire language, but it has no English translation. Its job is to draw the listener's attention to whatever comes before it in the sentence. You can think of it as shining a spotlight on the word or phrase that comes in front of it, pointing out that this is the most important, newsworthy, or relevant part of the sentence. The word or phrase that comes before the simple focus marker, oo, is said to be in focus position. Thus, in all of our who questions, we can say that the question word geist is in focus position, meaning that that's the word we should be paying the most attention to in the sentence. We will see that this is a regular pattern in Haida. Question words always get put in focus position in the sentence.